You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Associate Education Minister and ACT Party leader David Seymour has indicated that Ka Ora Ka Ako Healthy School Lunches program is under review as the government puts together their new budget. Ka Ora Ka Ako was introduced under the Labor government in 2019. The program currently provides lunches for 220,000 students at a cost to the government of around $325 million a year. Seymour has claimed that there is no hard evidence that the program positively affects academic performance, a claim that is disputed by Health Coalition Aotearoa. A petition has been launched by the Health Coalition to advocate for the government to continue supporting the program. I spoke to co-chair of the coalition, Professor Lisa Te Morena, about the program's benefits as well as their new petition.
So Ka Ora Ka Ako is a healthy school lunch program that goes out to all the bottom or the poorest 25% of schools based on a number of socioeconomic indexes. So it goes to schools where there's a high proportion of kids who might live in poverty or may go without meals one to many times a week. So this healthy school lunch program is really helping those kids by giving them a reason to come to school, to not, you know, because often when kids are really hungry or there's no food in the house, they may not come to school. Their parents might have to keep them home because they, you know, they can't concentrate and focus. I know with my own children when they were little, when they were hungry, they'd get really hangry. So, you know, even your behaviour and everything is affected by hunger. So this program is like delivering something that's really, really important to quite a large number of children in New Zealand today.
And ACT Party leader David Seymour has said that there's no hard evidence that the program improves children's performance and achievements. Is that true?
No, that is not true. He's being very selective with the evidence. He says there's no hard evidence of educational improvements in educational achievement or truancy. But that's from data that was collected a few years ago. So the program's been running a little bit longer. And also he's ignoring other evidence of the other values that do say it improves mental well-being, self-esteem of children, connectedness, community values. So it's very difficult to measure educational achievement in a way because it's not a randomised controlled trial. So what are you comparing it against? You can't hold lunches back from some kids in poor schools and make a comparison there to see whether the ones who get lunches are doing better than the ones who don't. But what we can also look at is there is data that shows that hungry children don't perform as well as children who are well nourished. So we had some recent analyses of data showing that in some international tests called PISA, we could see that kids who went without a meal at least once a week were about 1 year behind kids who always had a good meal. And kids who went without a meal four or more times a week were 4 years behind their peers in terms of their outcomes on those PISA tests. So I think when you look at all of the data and then you listen to what principals are saying based on their on-the-ground observations of what's happening in their school, I think it's disingenuous to say that it has no beneficial effect.
I wanted to ask as well if you could go into a little bit more detail about some of those benefits of the program, why it's so necessary that it stays or even gets extended.
Well, we'd love to see it extended because there are still a large number of children who live with food poverty, who go to schools that aren't eligible for the program. I mean, recent data suggests that one in five kids, or 25% of our kids in New Zealand, live in homes where there's not always enough food to eat. So this is not a minor problem. We don't want to see it cut, obviously, because there's still kids who need it a lot. David Seymour is talking about making the program more efficient, And, you know, I think it's worth considering and look at reviewing the program to see how we can make it more efficient. But we would be very worried about some of his ideas, say, around just targeting the support to the kids who need it the most. Because, one, that's very hard to do. How do you know? How are we going to identify kids who go without food one or more times a week? And then it's quite stigmatising for those kids who are singled out as needing support. Whereas at the moment, because every kid in the school gets the program, everyone is just treated equally, there's no stigma, and everyone benefits. Not like kids whose families can afford to give them lunch every day are not benefiting from this program as well, because it models healthy food. They receive fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and certainly most kids in New Zealand are not eating enough of those foods anyway, so there are universal benefits to the program. But also there are, you know, social values and kids eating together, eating the same foods. Children are more likely to try new things or foods they haven't tried before, especially fruits and vegetables, when they see their peers eating it. Teachers talk about the program generating a sort of sense of kindness and manaaki and sharing because the kids are eating together with the same foods. And then a lot of schools provide those meals internally, so they'll have members of their own community, parents or people who live in the area, coming into the schools, earning a good wage to help make these meals. So that's sort of building capacity within communities that often are quite underprivileged, or very, I mean, they're obviously underprivileged, that's why they're getting that program. So it's creating jobs and just building community. It's also creating opportunities for developing food systems in local communities too. So, you know, you've got a big supplier regularly needing to purchase healthy foods. So that creates opportunities for businesses or small growers to be providing and growing things that could be used in the school lunch program. So, yeah, I think it's a wonderful program. And it would be great if every kid in New Zealand, I think, in every community could benefit from it, like they do in other countries, without, you know, thinking anything wrong of it. Finland, Japan, some examples that come to mind, who, you know, offer every kid a healthy lunch every day at school. It, you know, it's just seen as the normal thing to do.
I just wanted to ask a little bit about communities in particular. Yeah. Are there certain groups or demographics of our society who will be most affected by ka ora, ka aka being cut?
I mean, Māori and Pacific children are more likely to be living in poverty than Pākehā children in New Zealand. So the cuts to the program will affect those kids most, I guess. Yeah, when you hear those principals who receive these programs talking, and they're really all speaking out at the moment. They've been writing, they wrote today to the Prime Minister to say, please don't cut the program. I think every school that receives it is going to feel the pain of cuts if they remove it.
And Health Coalition Aotearoa has launched a petition to advocate for ka ora ka ako to not be cut. Where can people who want to support this initiative go to sign the petition?
Okay, so our petition is on actionstation.org. So if you did a search on Action Station and save our school lunches, you'll find the link to that petition. Or if you look us up on the socials, so we have Health Coalition Aotearoa profiles on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, you should be able to find a post that links to that petition that you can click through and sign it. We'd really appreciate you signing it and sharing that with your friends, asking people to sign it if you care about hungry kids. Because regardless of what you think of whether their parents should take more responsibility or not. It's not kids' fault that they're going hungry. And let's just feed them so that they can, you know, a hungry kid today who gets a meal could be our next Ernest Rutherford. We want them to reach their full potential, and that's in the best interest of all of us.
That was co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa, Professor Lisa Te Morina, speaking about the potential defunding of Ka Ora Ka Ako. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.